We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
You know a spot, but not just a spot, the spot. Actually, with the 2023 Nissan Frontier, you know a bunch of them. But the key to these great spots? Being able to reach them in the first place. Your spot is out there. Find your frontier in the 2023 Nissan Frontier with standard 310 horsepower, advanced tech, and 281 pound-feet of torque.
The world's most dangerous morning show, The Breakfast Club.
Man, what the hell is this, man?
Breakfast Club, bitches.
I'm glad they put y'all together. Y'all are like a mega force. Y'all just took over every...
Wake your punk ass up.
This Chris Brown. I've officially joined The Breakfast Club. Say something, motherfucker.
I'm with it.
The world's most dangerous morning show.
Breakfast Club, bitches.
Wake up.
Wake your ass.
This is your time to get it off your chest. Whether you're mad or blessed, we want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Get it off your chest, mama.
Okay, so we sitting in the car waiting for Charlamagne to yo this morning, and he's hitting active
day. And then just walking here like I just been here the whole time, huh?
Exactly. So you going to give it to us? And Charlamagne, this is Eve from the lodge on the seventh floor. You gave me my book bag that I harassed you for.
Oh, okay, Queen. How are you?
I'm good, and I just want to tell you I miss you and tell Wax I'm so tough.
I'm going to tell him right now. Well, he probably can hear you. He's probably listening. He downstairs.
Okay, KK.
Yo.
It's a little late.
Yeah, it doesn't. It doesn't ring the same.
Have a good morning.
That wasn't for y'all. That was for her.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, good morning. How y'all doing?
What's up, Eddie? Get it off your chest, man.
All righty. First, I'd like to say congratulations to Charlamagne on his new show. I just wanted to ask him one question briefly about that.
Yes, sir.
The theme is on point. I appreciate the theme, and I appreciate the opportunity to bring us some good stuff. But as far as your approach is concerned, what age group are you trying to get? Because I'm an old-timer, and sometimes the approach misses me, but the theme, I understand.
Oh, I don't know, bro. I'm 43 years old. I just be up there talking, man. You know what I mean? If it's for you, it's for you. If it's not, it's not.
Okay, and one more brief comment I wanted to make as far as the racism thing is concerned. And like I say, I'm not advocating any particular religion or whatnot, but one thing that I was proud of the Nation of Islam, they said we need to just separate and get our own land or whatever you want to call it and just totally separate and start from the bottom.
Oh, yeah, I'm not opposed to that at all, sir.
All right, well, y'all do a wonderful job. I'm a native of Brooklyn, but I'm living in Charlotte, North Carolina right now. I listen to y'all every morning, and I appreciate y'all. Y'all keep up the good work.
Hello, who's this?
This is Jalen Barthel.
What's up, bro? Get it off your chest.
Today my birthday, and I just want to shout myself out. I turned 16 years old today.
Okay. Happy birthday, King.
Thank y'all so much. I'm sitting up here listening now.
Okay, what you doing for your birthday?
Me and my mama, we riding out of town this weekend. I'm going with my cousins. We're going to the fair in Tallahassee.
Okay.
Congratulations, King. Enjoy your day, man. Life is a blessing, all right?
Charlamagne.
Charlamagne. Yo.
Peace. Appreciate y'all, man. Y'all enjoy y'all day, man.
Hello, who's this?
Hi, I'm Brittany, calling from Tampa, Florida.
Hey, Brittany, get it off your chest.
Oh, my gosh, I can't believe I got through. I just want to shout you guys out. I listen to you guys every day. Angela, I just love everything about you. Your soul, you're so beautiful.
Thank you.
Charlamagne, everything you're doing for mental health and DJ Envy. I love how you're such a strong family man, and I just love you guys so much.
Yeah. But thank
I really
you, queen.
Get off my chest. Oh, thank you. Oh, yeah, Team Cancer, Charlamagne.
Hey.
But I really want to get off my chest that, you know, I'm 32 years old. The biological clock is ticking. I'm, like, on dating apps. It's just hard to meet, like, a good Black king. And I'm just like, what else do you do? It's just like, I work every day. I can't really, like, be out, going out, mixing, mingling. But it's like, I'm just kind of thinking about switching over outside my race at this point because I just feel, like, not valued by Black men anymore. I feel, like, overlooked.
Have you ever dated outside your race?
I've tried it, like, once, but it just wasn't my thing.
Look, I just mean, think you can't blame a whole race of men for the ones that you've met, you know, so I wouldn't give up on that. But I think you'll end up at some point finding the right person. Just don't rush it and don't make decisions just because you feel like your biological clock is ticking. You gotta be with somebody. Don't give in to that pressure. But just understand that things can change in an instant, you know? And I am still a fan of, while apps are good, going out and living my life and meeting people like that.
Right, right. Thank you, Angela. I love you guys.
All right, have a good one.
Thank you. You too.
Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, hit us up now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Get it. Pick up the mother phone and dial.
This is your time to get it off your chest. Whether you're mad or blessed.
Say it with your chest.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
So you better have the same energy. Yeah.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, what's going on? It's Cass.
Cass, what up, man? Get it off your chest.
I just want to get off my chest. Man, it's hella hard to plan in a wedding. It's just stressful. And I thought it would be the misses that would be making it more stressful than anything, but it's the family. It's just,
yeah.
I don't know.
Why? What they doing?
Well, my mom is just intruding in everything. We asked her to just make reservations for the restaurant, and she's adding like 15 other people on, wanting to throw different other things in there and asking me to pay for it. I'm like, wait, you suggesting these things? Why don't you pay for it? Why don't I pay for it? I pay for everything else.
Yeah, I mean, it's very difficult. I would let your wife handle it, brother, and just say yes and just take care of it. That's what I did for my wedding. I let my wife take care of everything, brother.
What happened to the father's wife paying for everything? Remember that used to be a thing that they used to tell us growing up? That never happened.
Bro, you should shut up. You got four daughters and I got four. We ain't doing that no more.
My father-in-law did donate a significant amount to me and my wife's wedding, though. That is a fact.
The only person that's helped out is her grandmother and her godmother, and they helped her with her dress and as far as some of the planning and everything, but everything else has been on me, and nobody else helped, done nothing but me. So this is just crazy. Y'all mind if I shout out my wife?
You should, yes, sir.
I just want to give a shout out to India Hawkins. This is from your future husband. Let you know I love you, baby. And we're about to spend the rest of our lives together, fantastic lives together. We're growing. We're going to elevate and get better through everything. I love
you. There you go.
Dope.
All right, brother. Have a good one, man, and good luck with everything. Hello, who's this?
Yeah, what's up? This is Anonymous.
Anonymous, what up? Get it off your chest, bro.
I know y'all can't see me, but I had a new name for your car show. It was going to be Carsellas. I got that because cars, that's what you do. That's what your show is. Sell, car sells what the person is trying to represent. And y'all is like everybody. Us, they, we, Carsellas.
Carsellas.
You was Anonymous to tell us that?
Carsellas. Yeah, I just wanted to get off my chest.
All right. Well, thank you, brother. You have a good day, man. Now, you know he didn't have to be anonymous to say that.
He definitely didn't. I don't even know why he did that. He must not want no smoke with a car. What's that place called?
I don't know. We don't know that place. Hello, who's this?
Yo, Big Chocolate, the Toast Sucker. How we feeling, family?
Oh, gosh. Welcome back.
You got to change your name, bro.
Two quick things, right? First, a joke. What did Charlamagne say to Envy at a football game when they went?
Hike.
Can I put my hot dog between your buns? That's one.
Boo.
That's funny, right?
That was
funny. Dude, Angela Eve, listen, girlfriend, I saw you on Nick Cannon's TV show. You look good with your chubby cheeks, but you were afraid to sing at the end. So I make it on Nick's show, and I'll do this song for you. Angela E, can't you see? You're my fantasy. You got a lady's mustache, but plenty of cash. Yeah, you're just right for me. You like that, girlfriend?
That was amazing.
That was trash. He was horrible.
Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, hit us up now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Wake that ass up.
Early in the morning.
Check out this Breakfast Club Rewind.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We got a special guest here with us today.
Yes, indeed.
Fredo Bang.
Be me, the M on Rock Radio. The only reason why your baby that scared name GP ain't talking money don't make no sense to speak.
I don't know what you just said. but I'll go with it. How you doing, King?
I'm doing good.
You don't listen to me?
I'm officially a rapper now.
Right.
Why officially
a rapper? I've been waiting on this moment.
For real?
Yeah, Breakfast Club?
Yeah.
Like The Breakfast Club, though.
Yeah.
Like you can't say Breakfast Club without The Breakfast Club.
Word up.
Well, congratulations, because it has been a grind for you, though. You've been working hard for years now. So yeah. It looks like all that hard work does pay off.
Yeah.
Let's start from the beginning. So where are you from? How did you get into the rap industry?
Baton Rouge, Louisiana. I started rapping. I had my partner named Crazy Trey. They used to rap in the closet. Like, old $25 mic and stuff. So I used to just go over there and listen to them. One day they asked me to get in there. And I think I said some type of punchline. They were like, you got to keep rapping. So I just stuck with it.
Mm-hmm. What was your influence? Who was it? Was it Master P, Louis, and Birdman, and none of them?
I always looked up the Gates.
And isn't Boosie your cousin?
Yeah.
But like y'all first cousin, second like cousin, family reunions?
Like real cousin.
Man.
But y'all never really had a conversation like that?
We had one after everybody found out we were cousins. Mm-hmm. I seen him in Atlanta at the airport.
And how did that go?
What was that conversation like?
Nothing. I mean... He said he had some things to tell me that I didn't know, and we talked, and I got his number. He said we're going to do some music, but he ain't never picked the phone up, so.
Kevin Gates picked the phone up,
family though. Things?
Huh?
Is it family things or more?
Baton Rouge and the people I rap with, TBG, you know, I got with TBG like 2014-15, so it's a lot of history. You know what I'm saying? TBG was started in the 90s, so I really don't know what they got going on.
Oh, y'all got to have, yeah.
Was Gates one of the first people who embraced you?
Yeah, definitely. Gates the first artist to ever post my music.
Okay.
Yeah. Before I ever met him. But as far as musically, though, like, he a whole nother monster. Like, he really made the whole Louisiana, like, before Gates came home from jail, you couldn't sing on no song. You either got to make a fight song, a killing song, or a dancing song.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only way we about to listen to you. But he came home with the whole singing to females and all that, and everybody embraced it.
So that's what influenced your melodic style?
That, and I was in the band for like 10 years.
Word.
Yeah, I had a scholarship.
A word?
What you play in the band?
Huh?
What you play in the band?
My first instrument was a clarinet.
Why was the clarinet? I had a story about this the other day. I said I used to play the clarinet, but I did that so I could, when I used to take the bus back home, I could take it apart and throw it in my book bag. Nobody had that nasty ass case.
Then I had a French horn. I played concert and marching, and I was section leader.
Oh, so that second line real for you then? You was...
Yeah. I actually went to Southern and went to see my band director because he was like a father figure to me. And I met a couple people that I taught. They in the band right now.
So did you get a scholarship or you...
I turned it down.
Why?
My mom was going through a divorce. I wanted to be close to home.
Wow.
And I wanted to make some money. I went to college, but I dropped out because I wanted to make some money.
I know you used to drive your mother crazy.
I'm a mama's boy. My mama loved me.
What about all, like, because you did have a lot of issues that she had to really go through with you legally.
Oh, you're talking about jail? Yeah.
The issues
he had, me. Hey, look, I called my mama like the third time I went to jail. Well, the second time I went to jail before they locked me down when I came with my attempt. And I'm like, Ma, I'm back in jail. I should get a bond tomorrow or something. She like, okay, what you in for? I'm like, attempted murder. She said, you done f***ed up this time, baby. Can I say f***?
Yes.
She said, you done f***ed up this time, baby. I said, I'm going to call you later, bro.
Yeah, that's not what you wanted to hear?
No, I don't want to hear it. Yeah, I don't know what attempted murder I'm in here for.
Did she want to bail you out? Did she bond you out?
Nah, my TBG bonded me out. I could bond myself out, but it was...
Now, I didn't want to get to that so early, but didn't you have two of them? Two attempted murder charges?
Something like that.
Yeah. What's the status of those cases?
Nah, I did my time. Well, I'm doing my time right now. I'm actually still a inmate.
So how do you go from being at the band to
attempted murder?
I mean, I was doing all that while I was in the band.
No, you weren't doing anything.
Huh?
You were accused of doing some stuff.
Yeah, accused.
Yes, yes.
Well, I mean, I've been me my whole life. You know what I'm saying? I always try to be an open book. Like, I'm not a person that try to be super gangster and all that. I just, if I had to come down to it where I got to handle my business, I do what I got to do.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? But other than that, I just want to live, make money.
So what happened since you served your debt to society? So it's over now.
You said you're on probation now.
Parole.
Okay. Yeah.
Probation is when this is your sentence and is being home. But me, I'm actually still an inmate and I'm being allowed to be home right now. So, but if I fuck up, I walk back in.
They allow you to move around to work.
Yeah, I get work permits.
How has it been for you during this pandemic, work-wise?
I'm pretty fine.
Yeah.
I got like 7 shows booked up right now. I've been booked up since September.
What about before that, though? Like when things first started and we were in lockdown, what were you doing?
I was booked up.
You weren't nervous at all about getting it?
Get COVID? What? Nah, I don't mess with COVID. Don't mess with me.
That's not the mentality.
You got to pay respect.
Oh, see, now, you got to respect it, though.
You got to respect it. I just keep on going.
All right, we got more with Fredo Bang when we come back. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
If you missed The Breakfast Club,
you don't come from my world. It's dangerous.
Check out this rewind.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We're kicking it with new artists. He's signed to Def Jam, Fredo Bang. Charlamagne?
Do you live in Baton Rouge now?
Yeah, technically.
Can you? Can you be who you are with all the success and still live there?
Yeah, because I moved the same. Like, you know, I don't move no different than when I was a regular person, so...
You said you don't move any different, but shouldn't you?
Nah, I moved militant when I was regular. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
Just how you move in Baton Rouge if you want to stay alive.
How do police treat you there?
I stay out their way. I don't disrespect them, they don't disrespect me. I don't no problems. See, I ain't one of them tough people who got to just prove a point and be like, f*** police. No, I ain't saying nothing, man. I ain't got nothing to say to the people.
They have to wait.
Yeah, you cannot win.
Now, you said you move militant. What does that mean? Because you got the song No Security with Kevin Gates. And I'm sitting there thinking, like, maybe he should have security. I don't know why brothers be acting like they shouldn't have security.
Nah, I'm be honestly, I done had security in, like, events to where, like, the label book them, like, to where mm-hmm. I have to. Like, you know, I got too much going on. But as other than that, like, I would never bring security to my hometown because, like, they not going to know how to move on this street or how long we got to pull up to this store or how you need to pull off. Or they don't know. You feel me?
But you
got
to be extra careful, though.
You got to,
security makes, you know, allows you to do what you're supposed to do, whether it's perform or with your fans, and they make sure that they that nobody's come behind you with a hammer.
Yeah, but I'm natural. Like, coming up in Baton Rouge, I'm brought up careful.
Did you ever see when Boosie said that, you know, most rappers get got in their hometown?
Yeah.
What'd you think of that?
Yeah, that's statistically. I can never say that
statistically.
Word.
Statistically.
Yeah.
You know what's better. Don't worry about
it. Yeah. Yeah.
Statistically.
One time.
Whatever. You think that's accurate.
Yeah. But I mean, it can happen anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So I just move with respect. I give respect. With, you know what I'm saying? A lot of people mess up like that too. They feel like they can go anybody's town and just do what they want and move how they want, like, and disrespecting the land. You know what I'm saying? I respect everywhere I go, so I don't feel like I should have a problem with anybody.
I ask all the rappers this because I really want to know, and I really wonder, what's more dangerous, the streets or rap?
Nowadays, rapping is the streets. At one point, everybody wanted to be a dancer. Then, around 90s and 2000, everybody wanted to be the big drug dealer who came in the game with money. And now, everybody want to be the gangster who came in the game.
What's the name of the album?
The one I just put out?
Yeah,
the
one you put out, yeah.
Still Most Hated, but the one I'm about to drop
the one
is
you about to drop.
Murder Made Me.
Why wouldn't somebody like you?
I don't know.
Like such a pleasant person.
I don't know, bro. I don't know. I really don't know. I always
you one of them sneaky
that.
Motherfuckers that be really f***ing all they girls, but then acting like you ain't getting no
I ain't gonna know. You did.
Nah, I don't even have sex. Like
you
that.
Did do something before when Cardi and Offset broke up. You definitely was like...
You went in Cardi's
DMs? Is it too
DMs?
Early? And then you screenshotted the DM?
Who don't love Cardi?
But what about off? You know, he's still trying to get back with his girl. That might make somebody not
that'll
like
make
you.
Me, that'll make me not like you. I ain't gonna front.
Be careful. Don't let them put you in a trick bag. Don't let them put you in a trick bag right now.
I love Migos music. I grew up on their music. But I don't want to speak on him.
Now, in the name of G, what did G mean to you?
That was my ace. He was the exact opposite of me because at one point I couldn't have a conversation with nobody. I was like completely anti, and he was the type that he could walk in the room and make everybody feel like they were welcome.
That's who that is on your pendant?
Yeah.
Okay.
I actually want to get his face tatted again. I got his face tatted. I want to get some more.
Y'all grew up together?
Yeah.
You feel like he's watching over you?
Yeah, that's why I tag they on like people that was close to me that died. I like to tag them on my body, so I feel like I'm here and I can talk to them. Mm-hmm.
I just want to know, how do we break those cycles? Cause this been going on for so long, man.
I'm trying. That's why I call myself the Big 8, cause I feel like I'm the biggest 8 from out of my section. TBG stands for Top Boy Gorilla.
Okay, okay.
So I feel like I'm the biggest 8.
I want you to be the biggest king. That ain't nah. Cause white people used to call us monkeys, and then in the street it's like you gotta act a monkey, be a gorilla. Like, nah, man, be the biggest king.
Ape is just really so majestic, and until he has to be. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Until he has to be aggressive. Mm-hmm. Other than that, he just walks around majestic, slow, graceful, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And take care of a whole pack.
I like that explanation.
I like that. I can.
You like
that?
I really freestyled it. Like,
Fredo, bang! It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Let's go! It's time to wake up.
Yeah.
It's the Breakfast Club.
Angela Yee here, and my friends at the General Insurance give you quality car insurance for less. Check out their affordable rates and flexible payment options by calling 800-GENERAL or visiting thegeneral.com. The General Auto Insurance Services, Inc., an insurance agency, Nashville, Tennessee. Some restrictions apply.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
You know a spot, but not just a spot, the spot. Actually, with the 2023 Nissan Frontier, you know a bunch of them. But the key to these great spots? Being able to reach them in the first place. Your spot is out there. Find your frontier in the 2023 Nissan Frontier with standard 310 horsepower, advanced tech, and 281 pound-feet of torque.
Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of Black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow Black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to educational achievement of Black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Keep the Breakfast Club humble with Slander the Breakfast Club.
Tell them be humble. Sit down. The truth hurt, though.
It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. It's time to slander the Breakfast Club. You can call us up right now and say whatever you want about any one of us, all right? Hello, who's this?
Hey, man. Hey, this is Rod P, man, from Swainsboro, Georgia. I want to slander you and Charlamagne.
Talk to me.
All the gay games.
What are you?
All the gay games, man.
What are you talking about?
I'm Mr. Banner right now. Mr. Banner right now in the Georgia Ports. I'm Mr. Banner. Shout out to all the truckers out here. Georgia Ports, Savannah, Georgia.
Okay, oh, that was one run-on sentence. Okay. I thought you were about to tell us the truckers be doing gay games, too. It just was...
No.
You want to play?
Y'all gotta cheat. No. Y'all gotta
You sure you don't want to play?
Thank you, sir.
I'm sure.
All right.
How sure?
Man, I'm very sure.
Okay.
Smell my finger.
Suck mine.
Y'all hold it down,
whoa, goodbye.
Hey, y'all hold it down, man.
Hello, who's this?
This is D.
Hey, what's up? Slander the Breakfast Club.
This slander goes out to DJ Envy. Why do you always smack after every sentence?
He does. Let me hear.
Oh, juicy mouth.
After every sentence, yo, it's like he sounds like a 5-year-old girl talking. You know what? You know?
I never noticed that.
Well, you don't know what I did last night. What makes my mouth so juicy?
What? Envy, what was that?
did you just hear that?
You just took it to a whole unnecessary level.
Crazy.
my gosh.
Little Nas Envy. Do your thing, Kate.
Last night, all right, stop.
That ain't what I heard just now.
That's what you wanted to hear. Hello, who's this?
Oh, hey. Okay, so I got something for all of y'all, really. But I'm finna light Charlamagne up first.
All right, go. Okay.
So, Charlamagne, I just feel bad for the college-educated people in the room because they probably getting dumber and dumber by the day. Charlamagne, you need to go to college. You be saying some real stupid stuff, and I can only assume it's because you was no child left behind, one of those kids that got passed through school your whole life.
What? She said
well,
no child left behind.
You can go to college, and I'm just like, you just need to go ahead and do it. And I'm not talking about one of those honorary degrees. You need to go sit in the classroom with college rules, notebook paper, and a mechanical pencil and get you some education.
Well,
damn, that was
harsh. I'm a New York Times bestselling author 2 times over. And I have an honorary degree from South Carolina State University, I think.
No, you don't need no honorary degree. You need a real degree.
For what? I'm doing better than you.
Hey, mama.
You be doing the rumors.
Go ahead. He be a mean now.
That slander hurts.
What else you got?
He up there mad. He mad because he know all right. But you be doing the rumors in front page news, Charlamagne. You'll chime in and you'll add something that she literally just stated.
Because I want to know a better understanding. They teach you that in school, right?
She'll say it again and you'll be like, but why?
Exactly.
She'll pause real long for a minute and then she'll repeat what she just said, which is literally the why.
That is not true.
I want to know why.
I want to know why. What's wrong with asking why? Like, I want to know what's the root of your trauma right now. Why are you so mad?
This is the
slander.
Well, mama, you have a good day.
See, that's the problem with you.
I'm
doing better than you. I'm just kidding.
We are though.
We don't know that. We don't know that.
I'm just messing with you.
I don't know me. But anyway, Envy,
yes,
you talked all stuff the other day about Kanye West and was really hyping up Drake. And Drake came out with a really good album. And you going to sit there talking about the only thing you was too long. But some of the people y'all be hyping up on this show are so trash. Why do I think they're trash? Okay, for example, y'all hype up Cardi B so much. Cardi, I'm so sick of her talking about her coochie. I don't know if I can say that on the radio,
but I'm tired
of hearing her talk about it, okay? I feel like I done been inside that thing. That's all she talk about on every single song. But every time she drop anything, y'all be like, oh, it's so amazing. It's so good. It's so wonderful.
You ain't never heard us do that.
I always come out with real lyrics and talking about different stuff. And y'all just like,
Who? You see why follow-up questions are good? Who are the artists that be dropping real lyrics? Tell me who.
Drake just dropped some real
lyrics. Man. It off. I be on this radio talking about Rhapsody. You ain't scream a Rhapsody song yet.
I like Rhapsody, but Rhapsody boring. That's
see what I'm saying?
Oh my gosh.
See what I'm saying?
And
But you the college educated one, but you can't appreciate a Rhapsody.
I like Rhapsody, but Rhapsody boring though. Okay, we ain't gonna hear Rhapsody on the radio or nothing like that. But Drake is actually exciting.
Yeah, I said I like this album. I said it's kind of long.
Let's combine everything that she's talking about.
Drake's album was too long because he got ADHD. But DJ
Envy,
you went to college. You should be able to sit there and listen.
You ain't to college. You should be able to sit there. Your boyfriend think you're poom poom born, and he wished that it was exciting as Drake.
You guys,
and Cardi B's box.
Exciting as Cardi B's.
They're slandering us.
All right, goodbye, mama.
She didn't get to me.
I ain't like that one.
We're supposed to be quiet.
That tongue a little bit. I'm not going to lie. I don't like that. Don't do me like
do
that.
Hello, who's this?
Yeah, this is your boy, Lil Stevie from the KY, Louisville, Kentucky.
What's up, Lil Stevie?
You say you do what with KY?
He don't do nothing with KY. He said he
put... What you say, King? Oh, okay.
Ooh, KY. Yeah, Louisville, Kentucky.
Who you want to slander?
Lubricant. Oh, Louisville. I was like, what?
Why?
But I want Slant and Charlemagne for having the biggest lip in the world. You're a man.
Whoa. Out there. You call up here talking about all this KY and then you go right to his mouth?
Yeah. Yeah. You hear me?
I heard you.
Man, grow up, man. What's wrong with you?
I'm trying to get some.
He's trying to get some. Oh, so he calling for a reason.
Oh, you flirting.
Something like that. I'm trying to be like you and Charlemagne.
Now, see,
I'm in envy.
But that's when I stop. That's when the game stopped. That's when I got to let you know it's just a game. I'm not really gay.
Go
I just play one on the radio.
Shoot your shot, bro.
It's just a game, bro. It's just a game.
I'm good, buddy. I just want the buddy. Just hit me up.
You just want the what?
We just want the just hit me up.
I'm a happily married man, sir.
All right.
Okay.
You want his, bro? You want to hold on? You want his number?
I am a happily married man.
Hold on. Yep.
You can hold on, but I ain't coming. I ain't coming home. you can hold on, but just know I ain't coming home.
All right.
It's not happening, sir.
All right.
Love you though, bro.
Y'all have a blessed day, man.
You can tell me you love me back.
Are you hung up?
Oh.
All right. Well, don't move. Happy holidays. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
All right, so there we were, cruising through the new open-air zoo, when I realized that the park was closing in like 15 minutes. Luckily, we were in my Nissan Rogue. With its powerful V6 turbo engine, well, we had time to see all the animals.
Whoa! And outrun a few!
Drive the Nissan Rogue.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future, building off the hard work our parents have done before us. We all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and Brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We got a special guest in the building.
The Prince of Pan-Africanism.
Absolutely. Peace and Black Power. Not glad to be back, brothers.
What's
welcome
this?
Back.
It's the fourth time?
Five.
Okay, number
this is
five. Number
yes,
five.
Sir.
You know, Dr. Umar, you've become one of the internet's favorite people to meme, man. I love it, personally. I love it. What do you think of it?
I don't know. On one hand, I appreciate the circulation of the message.
Mm-hmm.
On the other hand, I think sometimes they go too far to where they're trivializing a very serious message.
Talk to me.
You know, so okay. I don't want people to lose the centrality and the importance of my main message, which is the liberation of our people.
Absolutely.
And coming from a school psychologist perspective, the need for us to make sure we're saving our boys from that school to prison pipeline.
Absolutely.
And I think sometimes that can get lost in all of the humor.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not against it, but I wish it was a little bit more balanced to it. But at the same time, I can't complain because it has helped bring a lot more people to the message and it has helped me save a lot more parents.
Absolutely.
Now, last time you were up here, we were talking about your school and
yes.
the school that you're open.
What's FDMG your Academy.
The Frederick Douglass right. Marcus Garvey Academy. It's a bittersweet report, brothers, because let me make it real simple so y'all can understand this. We have two schools, right? They look across the street at one another. The Marcus Garvey building is the elementary school, and the Frederick Douglass building is much larger. It's the high school. Mm-hmm. Now, we're focusing on the Garvey building right now, right? If you were to say, how soon can that building be ready? It can be ready in 3 weeks. We only have 3 weeks worth of repairs, 3 weeks worth of HVAC, 3 weeks worth of electric, 3 weeks worth of plumbing. Mm-hmm. So if, hypothetically speaking, if a black tradesman, a black HVACer said, I'm going to come volunteer, I'm going to fix the system, you have to pay for all of the materials, but I'm going to donate my time. Mm-hmm. If an electrician, if a plumber said, we're going to donate our time to fix the system, but you have to pay for all the material, the school would be up and running in 3 weeks. Mm-hmm. That's all we have. Mm-hmm. The problem is, Charlamagne and Envy, is I haven't come across black folks who are willing to donate their time. That's one. Mm-hmm. So we have to raise enough money to pay market rate for those repairs. Mm-hmm. So the HVAC, the bills that I'm getting are ranging from $250 on up. The plumbing, the bills I'm getting are ranging from like $150 on up. Mm-hmm. You see? Mm-hmm. So we have to raise about $300,000 just to handle that, where if we had some black folk who was willing to donate their time, the school would be up and running in 3 weeks.
I wonder if people, if they change their perspective of how they look at this, right? Like, you bought the building, but I would look at it like a startup.
Outright, we own it. No mortgage.
Yeah, I would look at it like it's a startup. And this is what
you're
doing.
And they're in good shape.
Yeah, the schools are,
they're modern. They're not old. Mm-hmm. The only thing we have to do is the plumbing, the electric, and the HVAC. We don't have to do no new construction. Mm-hmm. It's only repair. And that's why it's so frustrating for me, mm-hmm. because it's only 3 weeks worth of repairs. Not a month, not a year. 3 weeks worth of repairs and the school could be up and running. So if I were Mexican, the school be done. If I were Chinese, the school be done. Mm-hmm. If I was East Indian, if I was Arab, if I was European Jew, if I was Italian, the school be done. Mm-hmm. It's only because it's us that we don't take something like this as serious.
So it's like raising raising money in another round for a startup company.
Raising the money in another round for like a startup company.
Well, tell them what to send. Donations.
Well, the donation should go to cash.me/FDMG school. Mm-hmm. So if you're on the Cash App, it's $FDMG school. If you're PayPal, it's paypal.me/FDMG academy.
Okay.
So Cash App is FDMG school. PayPal is FDMG academy. They can also mail check a money order. And that information is on my website at drumarjohnson.com.
Gotcha.
Why do you think that, you know, you said if you were Mexican or if you were Asian, why do you think that black people don't want to support or is not supporting, or do you feel that, you know, you're not getting the support that you should be getting?
Now, here's the point, and that's a great question, Envy. It's not that black people don't support other black people. We are not used to being responsible for building our own institutions. Mm. Are you following mm-hmm, me? Mm-hmm. If I was opening up a nightclub, some sort of a summer a basketball league, I would have the support. But we are not accustomed to being responsible for building our own institution. So, for example, if you look around America, can you show me a single independent black community in 50 states? 50 states, you can't show me one black community where we own the hospital, the bank, the school, and the supermarket. So those are the four essential institutions of an independent community. You don't have those four in any black town anywhere in the United States, and we are a $2 trillion people. How do you explain that? And I would say slavery, one of the psychological residuals of slavery, it took from us that natural desire to want to control your environment and your destiny. Mm-hmm. If you notice, when ethnic nationals come to America, the first thing they do is look for, where are we going to build our first community? That's the first thing, mm-hmm. because it is natural to want to control your environment. Mm-hmm. It is natural to guarantee your children their future. Black people don't do that. Mm-hmm. When we wake up, the first thing we think about is, what can I buy to make myself look more important than other black people? Mm-hmm. You see, so our whole orientation towards life is different from other groups as a result of slavery.
What's your biggest issue with the public school?
My biggest issue with the public schools under the remote learning platform of COVID, I got a couple issues. Issue number one, these schools, while our children are learning at home, are still trying to get them tested for special education. Why? If he's at home learning through a computer, of course he's not going to be as motivated.
That's right.
Of course he's not going to do as well, because he has to learn through a computer. Children don't learn from computers. They learn from people. If the teacher was boring in the classroom, she's going to be extra boring through the laptop.
That's right.
So there's a process lost there that public schools are not taking into account, Charlamagne. And as a result of that, they're sending parents letters requesting permission to evaluate your child. Are you kidding?
No, I get
I'm telling
right.
parents, you don't sign that.
Right.
Because even if you sign it, Charlamagne, they get evaluated. School psychologist, which is what I am, comes back and says he has a reading disability. Okay, how are you going to deliver his special ed services if he's at home? If he can't learn through the computer with the regular teacher, what is your special ed program going to offer this boy or girl that's going to rectify that?
Mm-hmm.
Nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing. So the schools are using this as an opportunity to get paid, because every time you put a child in special ed, the school gets more money. So this is just a quick hustle. And I'm telling black parents, hell no. If you want to improve their academics, bring them back into the classroom. Because guess what? As much as a lot of children did not like going to school, a lot of them are ready to go back now. They've been home too long.
That's right.
And even though some school districts have converted to hybrid, where they go to class 2 or 3 days a week, 2 or 3 days at home, a lot of them have not.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm hearing from children on the street, Dr. Umar, I'm ready to go back to school. But there's a discrepancy between white suburban public schools and black inner city public schools. They're showing that amongst the white suburban public and charter schools, 60% of them and greater are back in school. But when you look at the black inner city hood schools, 40% and lower are back in school. You know why? Because the white teachers aren't as motivated to go back into the school and teach the black kids, but they don't have a problem going back into the school to teach the white kids. It's racism.
Mm.
All right, we got more with Dr. Umar Johnson. When we come back, don't move. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We're still kicking it with Dr. Umar Johnson. Charlamagne?
Let's switch gears a little bit, man, because people feel like we can breathe again after the Derek Chauvin verdict. And, you know, George Floyd's brother said, justice for Floyd means freedom for us all. What do you think of that?
But Floyd didn't get justice because Floyd isn't coming back from the grave.
That's right.
And I want to be very clear. I don't know what Black America is celebrating. The Chauvin conviction was not a cause for celebration. And I want everybody to pump the brakes and understand something. No laws have been changed. No laws have been added to hold the police accountable for the unjustified murder of unarmed black people.
That's right.
So we are right where we were before Chauvin was convicted. And the only reason why he was convicted, to be honest with you, it had nothing to do with black justice. Derek Chauvin was convicted for the same reason O.J. Simpson was acquitted. Now, I don't know if O.J. Simpson was guilty or innocent, but that's irrelevant. The reason O.J. got off in 95 is because the Rodney King riots in 1992 cost Los Angeles County untold millions of dollars in damage. Do you really think they're going to let the city burn down a second time when we haven't done making the repairs from the first riot? It's the same thing in Minnesota.
Now, listen, I don't disagree with that, but that's the same thing Fox News is saying. Fox News is, they're saying that it's because that people were protesting and some people were rioting and looting that the jury was afraid to convict Derek Chauvin. I don't like that because it takes Derek Chauvin off the hook.
Well, most jurors were white. Mm-hmm. You only had four blacks. You had two mixed race. The others was Europeans.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think the jurors were afraid per se, but I believe that they were very reasonable. And they said to themselves, this city just burned a year ago. Countless millions of dollars in damages that had to be paid out. If we do not convict him, it's going to burn again. And not only is Minnesota going to burn, half the cities in America are prepared for protests.
Mm-hmm.
And let me be clear, they were not concerned about the black protesters. The black protesters did not break the law.
Mm-mm.
They were concerned of the white anarchist groups and the white militia groups who are going to operate under the cover of the black protester to destroy infrastructure and damage property.
That's right,
so they
that's
were
right.
not afraid of black people protesting. They were afraid of the white anarchist groups. That's why he got convicted, because they didn't want to flip that price tag. It was not about black justice. It was white capitalism that convicted Chauvin.
I don't disagree with that at all. But the only thing I push back on with that is the fact that I don't want people to think that what Derek Chauvin did wasn't wrong.
It was wrong.
It was exactly.
It was absolutely
exactly.
wrong. And here's what makes the case so pathetic. The whole world saw what happened. Indisputable. And yet everybody still was on pins and needles.
That's right.
To see if he would be held accountable.
That's right.
And then you heard the judge tell him and his attorney that because of the comments that Queen Mother Representative Maxine Waters made, you may have grounds to appeal the case. Well, first of all, he can appeal the case anyway. But why did the judge have to remind him that you have the opportunity here to appeal the case? And because he doesn't have a record, under Minnesota law, Derek Chauvin could do as little as 12 and a half years and be home to enjoy the rest of his life. But here's a point I want you gentlemen to recognize. I want to go to President Biden. President Biden, your first day of office, you signed an executive order to protect the life and safety of transgenders. I have no problem with that. But you did it on your first day. But he sat up here with you, Charlamagne, and told black people that if you don't vote for me, you ain't black. So if you went out of your way begging black people to vote for you, why haven't we got an executive order or any other activity coming out of the Oval Office from President Biden to protect black people from police? Look what he's doing with the anti-Asian hate. President Joe Biden signed an executive order that is exclusive to Asian Americans and Pacific Islanders. I don't have a problem with that. But if you can protect the Asian American and Pacific Islander from violence, why can't you do the same thing for black people? They've been dealing with violence for 1 year as a result of COVID. That's what it's called, the COVID-19 hate crimes bill, to protect Asians as a result of discriminatory treatment that they've been dealing with for how long? 1 year. Black people have been catching hell for 400 years, and we have yet to get an executive order from Joe Biden to protect us from the police. And also, Charlamagne and Envy, to further highlight the racism of American government, the transgender executive order is not for people of color. It is not for minorities. It is not for disadvantaged communities. Guess who it's for? Transgender, the anti-Asian Pacific Islander hate executive order against hate, is not for people of color. It's not for minorities. It's not for disadvantaged Americans. It is exclusively and only for Asian Americans and Pacific Islanders. Why am I bringing that up? Because when Barack Obama was in office, all these Negroes running around screaming for Obama, I still don't know why, said that Barack Obama can't do nothing specifically for black people because this is America. So if you have to make laws for all Americans, Charlamagne and Envy, how do you explain the fact that the Asian Americans got a law just for them? Yesterday, the United States Senate, in historic precedence, passed the anti-Asian hate crimes bill at a vote of 96-1. And why are they catering to the Asians? You know why? Because the amount of white people in this country is shrinking.
That's right.
And whenever the amount of white people in America shrinks, America looks to find other white groups or other minority groups that they can build an alliance with to protect their power and their interests. Who better than the Asians? They're just as conservative politically as many middle-class white Americans. They are just as economically comfortable as many middle-class white Americans. They don't like black people just as much as many middle-class white Americans. Not to mention that this can go a long way towards building relationships with Asian countries on the continent of Asia, that America can afford to build an alliance with Russia. Let us be clear about something. The continent of Asia is a big problem for the U.S. government. You got three power nations on that continent. You got Russia that America can't stand. You got China that America can't control. And you got India, which is one of the fastest growing populations, and it is quickly becoming the IT giant of the world. Kamala Harris is not the vice president by accident. Kamala Harris is the vice president on purpose because America needed to send the nation of India an olive branch to improve their relations because America can't afford for India to get tight with China or Russia. This is politics. And they're going to use the Asians, okay, as probationary whites. They're going to upgrade them to probationary white status to make sure that they stay on the side of the white man and not go on the side of the black man.
And don't forget about the George Floyd Policing Act.
Oh, that still hasn't passed yet.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. But you pass some bills for everybody else, but nothing for black people. And part of this is our fault because we didn't make no demands on Joe Biden before he got elected.
Yeah, I do disagree. A lot of people made demands of Biden, but then you had other people saying,
No. Not people, Charlamagne, as a community.
Well, that's hard though, because black people aren't monolithic. We can never get on the same page.
Asians aren't monolithic, but they can still organize and put a platform out.
Very true. But to my point, you had people that were putting platforms out, but you had other people saying, no, we got to get Trump out. Don't rock the boat right now. Wait until Biden gets in and then make demands.
Right, but the problem we made as a community is we made Donald Trump the scapegoat for racism. Just like we made Barack Obama the angel, you understand, for government, we made Donald Trump the devil. You don't do either one of those. The U.S. government is a system. It's not a person. So when you make Donald Trump the scapegoat for all of American racism, you let the government off the hook. You don't reduce a system as powerful as this to an individual or a personality. The problem, which is what I think you're saying, so we don't disagree on this point, we are disorganized. And it is the disorganization that makes it difficult for us to put forward a unified platform. Mm-hmm. So what happens is people are self-anointing themselves as the representatives of black people. That's why I do not vote for black people who are registered as Democrats or Republicans. I only vote for independent candidates. Because if you are not an independent candidate, you don't have an independent program, you are not an independent thinker, and you ain't going to bring us no independent freedom. The Democrats are a waste of time. If the Congressional Black Caucus can't make Joe Biden do anything for black people, then they need to dissolve themselves. We don't even need them anymore. They're useless.
All right, we got more with Dr. Umar Johnson. When we come back, don't move. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We're still kicking it with Dr. Umar Johnson. Charlamagne?
Let me ask you a question, Dr. Umar. Are you totally against interracial relationships?
I am totally against it, and I want to make sure you understand why. Mm-hmm. It's not because... Cut it out, Envy. Cut it out, Envy.
Don't do that, Envy. I'm having a serious conversation.
We have a name for it. We have a name for it. Okay. The Snow Bunny Crisis.
Okay.
I am against the Snow Bunny Crisis, and I want your white listeners to understand. Because people be trying to say stuff like, he's the black Hitler. I'm not the black Hitler. I am in no way interested in hurting or harming the life of any human, white, Asian, Chinese. I believe in respecting everybody. Mm-hmm. The reason I'm against interracial marriage, Envy and Charlamagne, is because marriage is an economic contract. It's an economic contract. Most women do not marry down in status. They marry up. And if you don't believe me, show me a rich white woman married to a broke-ass black man. Have you ever seen a rich white woman marry a broke-ass black man? No, you have not, and you never will. Because marriage ain't about love, it's not colorblind, and it is totally economic. So, if most women will marry a man of greater economic means, and women generally live longer than men, when a black man dies, his entire estate goes to a non-African woman, and she is free to do whatever she wants with your black money because you're no longer around to control how it gets spent. It's not about hate. It's about loving black people.
We about to close out because Envy got to go, but I do want to ask you, you said that, you know, marriage is not about love. So when it comes to same-sex relations, it's not about love. When it comes to interracial, it's not about love.
And if you think it's about love, have you ever went into a divorce court and saw people argue about getting their love back?
Oh,
have you ever seen somebody say, I want half my love back? Have you ever seen DJ Envy? You ever been in divorce court and see somebody say, I gave him 20 years of love. I want half my love back. I ain't never seen nobody go to divorce court to get their love back. They go to divorce court to get money, property, assets, 401ks, and everything else.
So when we see you
what's love got to do with it?
When we see you on social media asking for a queen,
I'm not asking for a queen. I'm letting the queens know that I have not chosen my queen. And if you think that you have what it takes to stand by the Prince of Pan-Africanism, I would like to know who you are. Because I'm so busy. I can't meet every woman. I'm too busy.
But you choose it for business. Not like you're not trying to...
Oh, I'm choosing for business. Her hair better be nappy. Her whole body better be natural. That's right. Her hair better be nappy. Happy to be nappy. No weave, no perm, no straightening, no blonde hair. Listen, I opened up a revolutionary academy, the Frederick Douglass Marcus Garvey Academy. We trying to change the consciousness of African children. How the hell I'm going to be the lead of a pan-African institution and my wife got a blonde weave in her damn head? Mm. What does that say about me? Show me who you love and I'll tell you who you are.
Give me your Twitters and Instagrams too, Dr.
Twitter
Umar.
Twitter and Instagram, @Dr. Umar Johnson, Facebook @Dr. Umar Ifatunde. Email Drumar Johnson as Dr. Umar Johnson at yahoo.com. And phone number 8444-DR-UMAR. That's 8444-DRUMAR.
Dr. Umar Johnson, add him. Don't add me. Don't add Envy. Don't add Breakfast Club. You got all his Twitters and Instagrams. Talk to him if you got issues with anything he said.
Black African power.
That's right.
Dr. Umar Johnson is the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
It's topic time. Call 800-585-1051 to join into the discussion with the Breakfast Club.
Talk about it.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Now, Dr. Umar Johnson stopped through. He was here, and he was talking about a lot.
He sparks conversation. That's what Dr. Umar does. You know, Dr. Umar to me is like anybody else. Some things I agree with, some things I don't agree with, some things I don't know anything about.
Right.
You know what I mean? And the things I don't know anything about, I go and research to see if, you know, to see if he's in the right ballpark with these things. You know?
But, all right. So let's open up the phone lines and get people's opinions. 800-585-1051.
One thing I do know about Dr. Umar, though.
What's that?
He absolutely cares about the liberation of black people. Period.
Hello, who's this?
Hello, my name is Max.
Hey, what's
hello,
what's
Max.
Yes, I'm a Russian guy. I've been living in New York for 10 years. And all this time, I've been dating only black or Spanish women. And currently, I'm married on a Guyanese princess. We're together like 6 years.
Congratulations.
A beautiful son. She's 4 years old. And I just want to say that this doctor saying you cannot date out of your race, it sounds so like racist. You got to stop thinking like this, you know? I do not agree with him.
Okay.
Now, I didn't hear that part, but I agree with you. I have no problem with people dating outside their race. My dad is Chinese, my mom is black, and I'm happy they got together and created me.
Dr. Umar doesn't like it, though.
Well, no, Dr. Umar said he has no problem with the products of interracial relationships.
Dr. Umar doesn't like it.
Well, you can't be not okay with it and then have no problem with the product of it.
But you gotta, I don't agree with that either. I don't agree with it, but I think what he said is interesting. Bless you, Eddie.
Hello, who's this?
Bless you, Eddie.
Oh, no, because Eddie sneezed, our producer.
You said that like Eddie's dating a white woman.
God bless you. Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is Mark.
Hey, Mark.
Hey, how you guys doing today?
I'm doing well. How you doing, brother?
Honestly, I've been trying to get hold of you guys, and honestly, I respect everyone. I listen to you guys every morning. I'm a truck driver. I appreciate, like, you guys always come up with some great topics. You keep me entertained.
Oh, got you.
Right, the reason why I'm calling you is that guy really pissed me off. Because I'm a veteran. I serve my country like anybody else. And two, my cousins are black and white from Massachusetts. And two, I'm married to a Barbadian woman. Trust me, I'm the lucky one on that one. And I've had 3 kids with her. I met her with 2, but it's just what he said was wrong. Like, oh, it's all white people. I understand that. But the only way that we can survive in this world with this racism, it's all of us got to have more love in the heart. The white people that are acting stupid, them in the head, bury them, get rid of them. That's
wow.
Wow. Okay.
We're not even going to try to.
Or honestly, just wait for that generation to die off.
Yeah, we said that 15, 20 years ago, though. We thought that generation was going to die off, but then we saw that the racism get passed down to the younger generation.
All right, well, Dr. Umar Johnson called up 800-585-1051, and what we have to stop doing as a culture is when you hear something that you don't like, you say all of a sudden that person's canceled. That ish is whack.
I mean, just listen.
As a community, you got to have a dialogue, and you got to be able to have a conversation. And the cancel culture thing, when it comes to certain things, I absolutely positively agree.
Yeah,
when somebody says something that you don't like and you automatically want to cancel, that ish is whack.
It's just an opinion at the end of the day. Like I said, some things this is for everybody. Some things I agree with, some things I disagree with, some things I simply don't know. And things I don't know, I listen to what a person's got to say, and then I go do my own research on it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Correct. But all I
is it okay to mute people?
Yeah, it is. It's fine.
You gotta protect your peace. You gotta protect your energy.
I mute people and I restrict them, but I don't cancel.
But all that cancel culture stuff, I hate it. It does not give people the right to have an opinion. And if they have an opinion that you don't like, you automatically want to cancel them. And that's not how we should be in our community. We should be able to hear both sides and be able to have a conversation and break down it and still be able to say, you know what? I didn't like his opinion. F him, but it's all good. We're on the different things. But the way that people are with this cancel culture is really bad. It is really bad. But anyway. Keep it locked. We have more coming up next. It's The Breakfast Club.
Wake up.
You're checking out The Breakfast Club.
Hey, what up, y'all? It's DJ Envy here. It's all fun and games till someone screenshots your message. Say goodbye to morning after guilt with Dat Chat. This new encrypted social platform can help you stay truly private. No screenshots, recordings, or leaked messages. Get Dat Chat for iPhone and Android at the App Store or find it at datchat.com/envy.
You get donkey of the day, yeah, you dumb ass. You get donkey of the day, yeah, you dumb ass.
You are a donkey.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
Donkey of the Day, huh? I'm going to fatten all that shit around your eyes.
They want this man to throw them blows, man. They wait for Charlamagne to tap these gloves. Let's go.
They had to make a judgment of who was going to be on the Donkey of the Day. Mm. They chose you.
Yes. The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Who's Donkey of the Day today?
I tell you, as soon as I swallow my fish oil pill, add all right. Okay. Donkey of the Day goes to a Michigan man named Nathaniel Saxton. Now, someplace, somewhere today, there is someone getting ready for court. That court may be virtual. I'm sure it's some places who have resumed in-person court hearings. But if you have ever, you know, had to be in a courtroom like I have, one of the first things a lawyer is going to tell you to do is look presentable. Hell, people who love you, who have been through the court system before, will tell you wear a suit. Get a haircut. I remember I was in court one time for pointing and presenting a firearm, and my attorney told the judge to look at his shoes. Look at the shoes he's wearing, because they were nice. They were actually some rust-colored leather Timberlands, so I don't know what was special about them. But I ended up getting probation, so it must have worked. Salute to Stephen Davis from Moss Corner, South Carolina. Dropping a clues bomb to Stephen Davis. Okay? His son's an attorney now, too. They always tell you to dress conservative in court, something, you know, you would wear to church, work, or a nice social function. Anybody who tells you otherwise is trying to get you tricked off the street. Google look presentable in court and see what comes up. Y'all don't believe humans anymore. You're not going to believe your Uncle Charlotte, so believe your laptops or your phones. Just Google look presentable in court, and it'll say be well-groomed and presentable. You'll want to style your hair or at least keep it tamed and in place, shave. Or if you have facial hair, make sure you're beard or mustache is neatly pruned. What does that mean? What does pruned mean?
Like trimmed.
Oh, okay. It also says brush your teeth, trim your fingernails, wear deodorant. Treat this like a job interview or first date. The moral of the story is be presentable in court. Okay, I don't know how any of this works via Zoom, but you know, we've all seen enough Zoom interviews over the past year to know that people still show up looking spiffy, at least from the waist up. Okay, we may have basketball shorts on the bottom. Women might wear sweats at the bottom, but at least from the waist up, you know, we're presentable. Okay, now, in this virtual world, a lot of us, when we get on these Zooms, we have nicknames as our names. Like, you know, when I'm on a Zoom, my name is Radio Face. So when I'm on Zoom, it's Radio Face. When I'm doing something like I was doing yesterday, because we had a virtual book event for Queen Tamika Mallory, because her new book, State of Emergency, How to Win in the Country We Build, is out. We had that for the Scram Bookstore. My name was presented as Leonard C. the God McKelvey, or it might have just been Charlemagne the God. Either way, that's presentable. But if I was in court, best believe my name would just be Leonard McKelvey. Right? That's just a presentable way to do things. Well, Nathaniel Saxton didn't get that memo. See, on yesterday, Nathaniel was in court, and Judge Jeffrey Middleton presided over the Zoom conference that included eight people with matters before the court. I'm just going to sit back and let this whole exchange play out, because this is what you call comedy gold. Matter of fact, for the sense of humor that I have, the type of things that I like to laugh at, this is comedy platinum. Matter of fact, this is diamond. Listen to how Nathaniel Saxton presented himself in court. Listen.
Good morning, sir. What's your name?
Nathaniel Saxton, sir.
Your name's not Butt-f***er 3000, you yodel. Logging into my court with that as your screen name. What kind of idiot logs into court like that? What's your name again?
Nathaniel Saxton, sir, but I don't believe that I typed anything like that in.
Well, that's what it says.
Why? I apologize. That should not be.
Yeah, you should. I'll put you in the waiting room. You can sit in limbo for a while and think about what you call yourself online.
I think Judge put him in the waiting room because he wants to talk to him after the court is over. Judge Jeffrey Middleton asked a very valid question. What kind of idiot logs into court with a name like that? I'll tell you what kind of idiot. The kind of idiot who thinks he's outsmarting the judge. See, why would you ever send someone named Butt Effer 3000 to jail? Sounds to me like jail would be a fun house for Butt Effer 3000. Okay, I hate that he uses 3000. Andre Benjamin didn't spit one of the greatest rap verses ever on Y'all Scared off the Aquemini album for y'all to take his name and put a Butt Effer in front of it. But you think... But Nathaniel Saxton thinks he's slick. This is the equivalent of the guy in Training Day. Remember the movie Training Day when the three wise men are talking to Alonzo and they're talking to him about how one of the guys got off because the dude put peanut butter in the back of his pants and stuck his hands in his pants and then pulled his hand out covered in peanut butter and licked his finger clean, and then the judge just sent him to a psych ward for like 6 months or something? That's what Nathaniel Saxton was hoping happened in this situation. The judge would never send someone who loves the F butts to jail, would he? now in Nathaniel's defense, he didn't say what kind of butt. How many different flavor of butts are there, Envy? I mean, I know there's male, there's female. What is it? Cheddar and sour cream and onion?
I'm not butter familiar pecan. With this subject, sir.
Chili cheese cheeks? What's your favorite flavor, Envy?
I don't have a favorite flavor.
You're a liar, Envy. Okay, your username used to be Butt Effer for the 99s and 2000s. All right?
Is that true?
I don't have anything else to say about this other than play it again.
Your name's not Butt Effer 3000, you yo-ho.
What is a yo-ho?
What is a yo-ho?
Is that somebody's username? I think that they were like seeing eye to eye. The judge was like, oh, you're a Butt Effer. I'm a yo-ho. What is a yo-ho?
I don't...
Some donkey today's just sell themselves. Please give Nathaniel Saxton the biggest hee haw.
We're not gonna play again.
Okay.
Yes, let's do it.
I guess we'll play a game of guess what race it is.
Let's play.
Nathaniel Saxton of Michigan showed up in virtual court with the screen name Butt Effer 3000. Angela Yee, guess what race he is?
The only reason I'm going to say African American is because of you guys.
What does that
Excuse
mean?
Excuse me, Angela Yee?
Huh?
What? You guys are black, and I could see that being your name too.
Why?
Whoa. That's racist.
Okay.
I don't know if it is. I just want to say that.
I was like, what?
Nathaniel Saxton from Michigan in virtual court with the screen name Butt Effer 3000. DJ Dramos, guess what race he is?
This is white privilege at its finest, man.
Yeah, I can see why you say that.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Only somebody that has a level of privilege and entitlement would show up with that name.
Mm-hmm.
DJ Envy.
Yes, sir.
Nathaniel Saxton from Michigan. Yes. Stole your screen name but updated it by 1,000 years. His screen name is Butt Effer 3000. Guess what race he is?
I'm going white.
Is that what flavor butt you want, Envy? Is that your final answer?
I'm going white. Only white people play these type of games with judges like this.
Well, DJ Dramos and DJ Envy, you are absolutely correct.
I knew it.
Nathaniel Saxton, you're absolutely right. Only a white man would play with the judge in this way.
Yep.
Only a white man. Are you out of your damn mind? I need to know what charge he was facing. And that's the other reason I know he was white, because they didn't tell you what charge he was facing in the goddamn the New York Post. Or whatever. Where I get that from? Daily News, one of them.
I'm just going to tell you, I'm offended. I'm offended what you said.
Because you guys do this all the time. So I thought he was black. When he said Butt Effer, I was like, Charlamagne Envy, black.
But we don't know what flavor butt it was. We don't know if it was male, female, chili cheese cheeks. We don't know.
I guess I just affiliated it with y'all.
Wow. No, oh, thanks. All right.
Well, I'm glad you think of us in that way.
All right.
What you call butt effing, we call bonding.
All right, we got more. Don't move. It's the best of the Breakfast Club.
The Breakfast Club.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
All right, so there we were, cruising through the new open-air zoo, when I realized that the park was closing in like 15 minutes. Luckily, we were in my Nissan Rogue with its powerful V6 turbo engine. Well, we had time to see all the animals.
Whoa! And outrun a few!
Drive the Nissan Rogue.
Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of Black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow Black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a national Urban League program committed to educational achievement of Black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We got the first artist to ever get an apology from Ye. The first artist to play dice in The Breakfast Club. Big Draco!
Big Draco.
But not the first artist to smoke.
What's
good, my brother? How you feeling this morning?
I feel great, man. How y'all feeling?
I like that Montclair. That's very fresh.
Man, it's cold out here in New York,
man. It's cold, man. It's 65 degrees.
Look at you. You look cold. You got a beanie on. Nike tracksuit. Somebody that ain't cold.
You had some smoke for Charlamagne a couple of months ago. Charlamagne said something wild you didn't like, and you had some smoke for him, man.
Smoke.
What I ain't feel that way.
Nah. It was just Charlamagne said I went from Atlanta.
Playing with me, Charlamagne Tha God, Breakfast Club. What the f*** could you talk about? I'm not from Atlanta. Nigga, where the f*** I'm from, nigga?
Yeah, because you told us you was from Compton. You're not from Compton?
I am from Bumpton.
You from Compton?
Yeah, I'm from Bumpton, yeah.
I thought you from Mississippi somewhere.
Nah, I'm from Bumpton. I'm from California, Bumpton, yeah.
Man, how did you told
no,
us?
Never said that.
You said that, big soldier.
Come on, same difference, man. They know
it's not the same difference now.
Same difference. Nah, but it's love, though, man. Saying Charlamagne know it's our love, like, you know what I'm saying? And he cleared it up like the same day. You feel me?
I f with Big Soulja.
Yes, he should. Now, you were quoting Soulja Boy the other day and kept playing a drop from something he said. What was it?
Oh, play it. That was hilarious. Hold on, we got it.
Everything that come out my motherfucking mouth is hard.
Pause.
There was no pause. Ran that back like five times. I was like, calm down.
Because Draco's so entertaining, man.
Yeah. Nah, I just mean musically. Like, I was talking about, like, everything that I rap.
We know what you meant.
I know exactly what you meant. I know what you meant. Oh, it just sounded funny when you said it.
Okay.
I know exactly what you meant.
You know how the internet beats. I had to explain that one.
So you and Kanye got up. Did he just text you? Did y'all call? He apologized. Was that a true text?
Kanye posted on his Instagram. He think he gonna post fake text.
Okay, I'm just asking.
So you didn't feel like you owe Kanye an apology?
What?
I mean, you did talk about Kim and say he was...
What'd I say about his wife?
You said something like, I was the first one...
They still married? I thought they got divorced.
They're not divorced yet.
He said that's his wife on Drink Champs, Draco.
Okay, my fault. I be reading the headlines. And all I seen was divorce, so I thought they were divorced.
Through the process right now.
Process.
He didn't sell the papers yet.
They said if you in the process of getting a divorce, that means y'all split for the
Correct.
Moment, right?
I would
okay,
think so.
Yeah, so I'm straight.
Now, did Kanye reach out to you? Because, you know, Kanye, that's his thing. He'll pop then apologize. That's his thing.
Kanye reached out, you know what I'm saying? It was just crazy. Like, that whole process of working... You know, doing the song and, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I just had to, like, sit back for a minute and just be like, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? But I like Kanye, though. Like, after we spoke, I just felt like, oh, okay, he don't mean no harm.
But it probably confused you because he told you that your verse was hard. in private, and then in public, he's telling people it's trash.
So that was the only reason I responded the way that I did.
Now, you was upset at first that your verse didn't make the album at first, and you responded a little crazy, and then he said it was trash, and then you responded crazy again.
So if he would have told you the verse was whack in private, would you have sent a different verse, or would you have been offended?
I will never be offended. Like, that's what we do music for, to be critiqued and to make it the best outcome.
That's right.
But you gotta learn how to communicate too at the same time. And you definitely can't be telling somebody this is a great piece of work and in your head like, I don't really like it. You know what I'm saying? But people were telling me like, well, I was reading. It was like, oh, he didn't want to hurt your feelings. Like, bro, my hurt my feelings, bro. You feel what I'm saying? Cause you can't hurt my feelings. Cause I know my shit hard. Who the f*** is you?
Go ahead. Express yourself.
Who the fuck is you to decide if the song hard or not? Put the song out on the album and let the people decide.
That was a good point.
Now, if you would have put the album out and put the song out, and then people would have been saying, man, Soulja trash, Soulja song up. So then that's another thing. Let the people decide. Who the fuck is you? Just because it's your album, you got to decide everything. Sometimes I don't like some
That's how it works. If it's your album, you decide what goes out. What's that?
There you go, Envy.
What?
That selfish as a motherfucker.
Hold on. You said sometimes you put out stuff that you don't like?
No, I like.
Okay, look.
Uh-oh.
All right.
Sometimes.
Get comfortable, Big Soulja. Get comfortable, Big Draco.
Sponsored by Soulja Boy Gang. You know what I'm saying? Handheld console. When I came the first time, y'all tried to play me. Now I
wrong got, show. That was Everyday Struggle tried to play you. Not us.
We supported this. That's what. Nah, you said it was. Do I need to rewind the clips and do the what? You
might.
Said,
I don't remember
I
what we said.
Soulja Boy.
I mean, I ain't going to do you like that, but it was just a little. I didn't take kindly to what you said. You said China knockoff. They said it was counterfeit. A little shit like that, but whatever,
I don't
man.
Remember that.
Y'all did support. Y'all remember running the clip back
I remember.
From 2019? I got my new video game, you know what I'm saying?
They say that's counterfeit as too now.
Is Nintendo suing you for that video game?
I can't. My lawyer said I can't speak on that. I'm sorry, Envy.
Complex has an email set up called SouljaWatchTip@gmail.com for anyone who's ordered Soulja Boy products but haven't received them.
This is the Soulja Boy video game right here.
It's a console.
You know what I'm saying? It's a console.
Soulja I support Boy this, game. Whatever
follow,
this is.
Follow at Soulja Boy Game on Instagram. Go to trdrpocket.com, order you one, or go to amazon.com and type in Soulja Boy Game.
Big Soulja.
You're making millions off of that.
So again, Soulja, you're
we're
talking
making
about,
hundreds of millions
you're
off of
make
that.
Your album. So when you make an album, you said artists shouldn't be selfish.
Yeah, man. It's like you got to be open to work like different sounds, bro.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so check this out, right? Kanye, you dropped the most trash shit. You ain't never dropped a trash song in your life. So that motherfucking Yeezus album wasn't trash.
I didn't like Yeezus.
I didn't like Yeezus.
A lot of people tell me that Yeezus grew on them, but I didn't like Yeezus.
So why am I to come to you and say, Kanye, Yeezus was trash?
If that's your opinion, you can say that.
I know, but I'm not finna say that.
Yeah. Have you ever put out something that you didn't really like?
But no! Everything I put out is fire! You know what I'm saying? What I'm trying to say is, though, Kanye West, when you making your album, be more open, bruh. The shit that you think is trash probably hard as to 100 million people. Why you think I'm number
that's
one
a good
on
point.
A, I'm number one on TikTok?
Right.
You call me for a reason. Nigga, don't question that you don't know about what's going on. You ain't in the streets like me. You in church. You in divorce court and like that. You not, you know what I'm saying? You not where I'm at. I'm in the streets in the club. I know what's hot.
Yeezy needs you.
You needed me? Would you call me for a reason?
So if Kanye called you again and said, yo, Soulja, I want you on this next album, would you do it?
Yeah. Now, after, you know what I'm saying? After we talk now, I'll do it.
All right, we got more with Soulja Boy. When we come back, don't move. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. I can teach you a couple. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We're still kicking it with Soulja Boy. Now, what about Young Dolph? I see you got a problem with Young Dolph's artists. What happened with Key Glock?
What about Key Glock? What about Young Dolph? He talking about he the first rapper with a 3D billboard. Man, stop it, bro.
He's independent. He make $100,000. Young Dolph make $100,000 a show. He's independent.
Mm-hmm. Young Dolph signed to Empire. Gazi. That's not independent. I'm independent. Ricky Morty, 100%. All the money go to me, 100%. She make a clap. That's been uploaded just for me, SODMG Records, and went viral number one on TikTok. I get 100% of all the money. Ain't no middleman. Ain't no 10%. Ain't no 5%. Ain't no 1%. Everything come to me. I'm the real independent.
But I thought Dolph was independent.
No.
Can't that just be a distribution deal where you are independent, but they're just distributing?
No. That's a lot of, that's how you, that's no.
I'm just asking you.
No, well, Angelique, no. That ain't how it works. Independent. is when you not signed to nobody at all, an independent label or a major label, no label, and you putting all the music out yourself. You not getting no money, no advance, no marketing dollars. Everything is just out of your pocket. So, yeah, they got mad because he said, I'm getting 100K a show and I'm independent. Why no other rappers doing it like me? Bitch, I'm doing it just like you.
How did this beef start now?
It ain't no beef.
You said Key Glock DM'd you or something?
No, Key Glock made a post on his Instagram and said, I was the first rapper with a 3D billboard. I said, I did that 4 months ago on my birthday. Everybody seen the flying Lamborghini, yellow line, granny I posted. It went viral. Everybody saw that. You ain't doing nothing new. That wasn't where it started at. That was friendly. You know what I'm saying? Me and Key Glock, we cool. It started when he said, I'm independent and I'm getting 100K a show. And I said, no, you not. You signed the Empire. That got mad. Jumped in my DMs. Oh, this smoke is this and that. So what's up,
So that's kind of like you telling somebody their music is trash.
That ain't nothing like that.
I tell you why. Because it don't matter if they independent or not. Why do you care, soldier?
I don't give a f-. That's the point. But don't be capping like you independent and you not. Because that offensive to like me who really independent. When I know you get hundreds of thousands of dollars, marketing dollars, to put that f-ing billboard up.
I thought you had got a big deal after Make It Clap. Didn't you resign somebody?
Who gives a f-? That's a single deal. That's different. That's a single partnership. I gave them 10% of a record, one song. Ricky Marty, I ain't do that. I kept 100%. I didn't sign it with back nobody. I did a partnership with Virgin. I took a big bag for 6 months. I'm out of that deal now. I'm 100% independent. It was a single deal.
We can't let you and Dolph and Key Glock, three young black men, beef over who's independent
Thank
and who's
you,
not independent.
Right? That's what I'm saying. Sounds so dumb. Sound like, bro, you mad.
You started it, soldier. You
didn't start. The nigga tagged me and say he the first rapper to have a 3D billboard.
Oh, he tagged you?
Oh, he tagged you.
But that
he tagged me.
But then you went to smoke. I saw
I
you on
smoke.
The ground.
All I did was respond with a troll. So you can troll me and say you was the first rapper, which my wave. You doing something first. But I can't troll you and say you ain't independent. You really signed?
Oh, I thought you told him pull up and smoke then.
They jumped in my DMs and said, nigga, wait till we see you. This is I ain't gonna really say what they, but they started it. So
yeah,
I came back like, what? Ain't you the getting shot at 100 times?
Oh, no.
Ain't you the nigga got shot in Hollywood running all out the LA, out the hotel? Go handle the niggas who shot at you first before you come at me talking about some. You gonna see me. You ain't gonna do to me. You know who the fuck I'm is? You tripping.
Who are you?
I don't.
Oh, Big Draco. I don't give a fuck about no Dolph, Geek, Key Glock, PR, none of that. This SOD Money Gang, and we will not tolerate no disrespect from no in nobody.
But we don't want no beef though. No smoke.
Yeah, we don't.
Please.
I don't
want
to play about nobody getting
you,
shot.
Dolph, Key Glock, y'all getting too much money. We're not
no
doing
smoke.
That.
We getting a lot of money, but watch your mouth. Just bro, keep it industry, keep it funny, keep it entertainment.
What did Tiger do?
Tiger, say he had a bigger come. Y'all started that. Y'all said Tiger had no. Y'all didn't. How that started? Tiger. All right, no.
How you gonna blame us? Charlamagne did say Tiger. Charlamagne did say Tiger. Yes, he did.
Yeah,
yes, he did.
No, I didn't.
Charlamagne, man. We talking about Tiger had a big comeback.
Tiger, he went number one and he did this.
What about Tiger now? This bitch.
Oh man, so.
All right, now, now what about Atari? I saw that y'all had some issues because you said you were
Atari.
Then Atari responded and said it's not true.
Atari said you was lying.
I love Atari. Basically, what happened? I said it wrong. You know what I'm saying? It's like they called me and gave me a deal. You know what I'm saying? And it was like for like a ownership in their company, $1 million, 1 million shares, 1 million stocks, a whole bunch of shit, I don't know. And I got happy and I said, I own Atari, which really I just got a lot of ownership in their company, which you could call me an owner, you feel me? Okay. But I'm not the CEO. But I basically did a deal with them. I signed a contract with them. And I got a lot of money from them.
They gave you equity in the company?
Yeah, I got ownership in the company. They was very happy with what I did with Soulja Boy Gang, which y'all know the rap game and the tech game is two different places. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So people can't really keep up on what's going on. But what y'all, what's going on right now, I've been offered over $150 million to buy this company.
Are you
going to
do it?
What company?
Soulja Boy Gang.
Oh, somebody trying to buy it from you.
Yeah. Are you going
to
do it or you want to hold
companies.
On?
I met with Microsoft. I met with... We said what?
Are you going to hold on to it or you want to sell it?
All right, so this is what happened, right? First, I was like, hell no.
Can I turn it on? I turn it on.
All right, this gun,
y'all. Dead.
It's dead, yeah. It's not my fault. I had a 6-hour flight. Don't call me last minute. I'm on tour right now, Millennium Tour. I've been planning it the whole flight.
Is it a prototype or does it work?
It does work.
I'm just asking.
How you gonna let him? I know you're gonna let him disrespect you like that.
Comments, YouTube comments, y'all get quote that DJM. Does it work? Dash DJM.
I'm just asking.
Now, thank you. Follow at Soulja Boy Gang, 2 out of y'all pocket. But yeah, man.
Where the charger? Ain't no charger.
It's the number one. I left the charger. Y'all had me rushing. Y'all book. Yo, I don't even supposed to be here right now.
That's true. It is early. It is.
I'm on tour right now on the Millennium Tour. Y'all got me coming up here.
How's the Millennium Tour going, man? How y'all?
No, let's stay on this game.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. Back to this. This is the number one highest, newest game selling product of 2021.
So are you going to sell it?
First I said, no, I'm not going to sell it. I want ownership. I don't want y'all to take, because I'm going to keep it G. Somebody big is about to buy this. And I was like, I don't want y'all to take it, put y'all shit on it, and then make it like y'all, it's y'all shit. Like, mm-hmm. It's Soulja Boy game. I make this. Mm-hmm. But then it was like, you got to sell it. You know what I'm saying? It's not just me. I got partners overseas. I guess it's a board. There's 10 people in suits. They're like, yo, they offering over $100 million. You can't say nothing. You own the company, but we partner. So I'm like, all right. But they're like, don't frown. Like, you know what I'm saying? You're going to get $100 million, and you're going to still have ownership in the company. So I'm selling it, but I still own it.
Okay.
So, yes, I'm selling it.
100 plus million.
100, 150 million just going to go to me by Christmas.
So what do you say to the people who are going to say, cap? On that $150 million deal.
You can't. How? Where? How? Where? This shit is done and solidified. What you want me to do? Take a picture of $100 million? Check? I don't know how I'm going to prove it, but it's going
to
be done.
I'm going to tell you something. I can't wait to see you with $150 million. I cannot wait see Big Draco with $150 million.
Let's all picture that. Everybody picture Big Draco with $150 million. My goodness. Let's picture that, right?
I hope you turn the cameras on and don't never turn them off.
Bust down Rolly for Charlotte. Bust down Paddock for Angela Yee. Bust down Audemars for Emmy. Let me have $150 million sent at the Breakfast Club.
Don't bust mine down. Just give me the watch plane.
So now what's going on with Millennium Tour? I seen Bow Wow say he performs the best. I seen Pretty Ricky said he performs the best.
What? I'm the best performer on the Millennium Tour. I got my own tour that I'm doing off of this tour. They say, yo, Soulja. The producers of the tour, they say, yo, Soulja. Your live show is so amazing. We didn't know you had this many songs. We want you to do your own tour, Soulja Boy and Friends, Big Draco and Friends, and bring out some more rappers you headlining next year. You know what I'm saying? So that should speak for itself.
When you did your Versus battle, was your main goal to annoy Bow Wow?
Lil Pee Wee? That's what you're talking about. That's Lil Pee Wee, man. I told him not to do that Versus, man. You know what I'm saying?
But you told him not to.
I was like, bro, you want to do this? You tripping, bro. I'm finna bring Lil Romeo out. Y'all was beefing since we was little kids. I'm finna turn up. Like, it's going to be a... What? I'm like, okay, you sure you want to do this? Yeah,
so you feel like you won that easy?
Feel like. I know I won.
Yeah.
Yeah, Bow Wow said he won.
When he say that at?
He said that everywhere.
He paid Billboard to write an article to say that he had some with the songs, but this would happen, right? He played more songs than me. Y'all didn't notice that?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, when I got to like my 7th song, 8th song, we supposed to stop. We was agreed to stop. Like, you feel me? He just kept going and kept going over the time. He did like 3 extra songs. So how am I supposed to fight back when you did 3 songs and I didn't get to go no more? So he cheated and I still won.
How you know he paid Billboard?
Cause who finna promote Bow Wow for free on Billboard? You cut that check for that. Man, they wrote that article for you, man.
All right, we got more with Soulja Boy. When we come back, don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We're still kicking it with Soulja Boy. You was supposed to sign NBA Youngboy. Was that true?
Yeah.
What happened?
I could have had a chance to sign NBA Youngboy. Nah, he DM'd me on Instagram, and he was like, I'm 16, and I rap, and I'm from Baton Rouge, Louisiana, some shit. I DM'd him back. I did see it, and I was like, what's up? And then he was like, I'm trying to sign. Like, whoa. And then, like, I don't know what I was doing. I don't want to cap. I was probably, like, on tour in the studio somewhere. Can't remember, but... The next time I looked at my DM and like messaged him, it probably was like a month later or like 3 weeks later, this was signed.
Wow, that was fast.
Like, I ain't really think nothing of it, but then he started blowing the up and I was like, damn, I missed a bag on this. I should have signed this.
Can we see the sneakers on camera?
You like them?
Yeah, let's go. Talk to
okay,
me about
now this going to be.
What sneakers are these?
Gonna come over here. I thought you were going to make me take my shoes out. That was going to be a funny story. Boom.
why would that be a funny story?
You want to hear it, Ange?
What's wrong with your socks?
Bro, well, I don't know. Bro, I went to the store trying to buy like some regular socks, some ankle socks. But I gave me some socks like with the foot out, bro.
What you mean?
Like, yoga socks. The yoga socks.
That what they call?
Yeah. Let me see. Yoga socks.
Ange, they out too much.
Yeah.
Let me see.
You ain't got no toes on your socks, bro?
It got toes on there. It's like feet out.
Let's see.
Let me see.
Come on, why y'all looking at me? Y'all bigger than a big thing.
We want to see
You want to see him for
real? Yeah, let me see. Put him on the table. I want to see.
Look. Why my... Who made...
Put him on the table.
The whole thing is SOD Money Gang, custom shoes. These are Nikes. Don't do me like Lil Nas X. These ain't no official Nike collab. They custom. Yeah, you can tell. But I just did a shoe deal. The Draco sneakers is on the way. You know what I'm saying? I got a cologne coming.
Who you did a deal with?
Myself. This ain't no. What you think?
Myself. I just did a deal with who? Myself.
What you think I'm Kanye? This ain't no Adidas, Nike, even this straight out the mud. Design by soldier, boss coming by soldier. How I do the soldier game? How I do everything else?
Now you gotta sell them socks. So you gotta make some socks like that.
The Draco socks with the feet out.
Drop top socks. That's what you call them. Drop top socks.
Hey, no, but.
Do look funny right now.
Ass, I never seen them in my life. I thought they was regular ankle socks. I put them on.
Oh, man.
I'm like, bro, what's wrong with these socks? Who? When did they come out with these? I never even seen these.
No. Runners, when you wear your tracks,
no,
stuff,
these
so
ain't these
the socks.
These not the way. I got no more socks in my bag in New York. Everything closed at 6 a.m.
What other business venture? You said cologne.
So I just did a TV show. Deal with P. Diddy and Revolt TV.
Okay, so you did a deal. There we go.
I did a deal. Mm-hmm. My TV show coming out. Shout out to Revolt. You know what I'm saying? I feel like I should have been had a TV show.
Hell yeah.
But shout out to P. Diddy for believing in
What's
me.
What's the show about?
Revolt. Oh, it's about B. Draco. What is it about? What? But no, it's just like, you know, the life of Draco, being Draco, me on tour. You got the Millennium Tour. Mm-hmm. You got me designing the tours. You got the behind the scenes of the video game consoles. You got the multiple meeting, the multiple artist studio sessions. It's just my life. It's a reality show about my life. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to P. Diddy. And I'm an actor now. Shout out to Childish Gambino. I'm on Atlanta on FX. I landed a role on there.
Hey,
I'm an actor now.
Hey,
that's one of my favorite shows. That's going to be dope.
I study scripts. Yes.
What's your character?
Why are you getting so much information? Can we just wait?
I can't see you playing nobody else but you.
Me?
Yes.
I can be who else? Who you want me to be?
Let's do something now. Give us a line.
Be a police officer.
A police officer? Put your motherfucking hands up. Get on the goddamn ground. Where the fuck you going? What is that paraphernalia? You selling dope around this bitch? Put your hands behind your motherfucking head. Hold on. I'll let you go right now. You facing 10 years. I'll let you go right now. Just tell me who the fuck got the dope. Who got the dope? With that, right?
I like that. That's a good role. How many episodes you on?
How many episodes I'm on? Y'all asked a lot of questions at the Breakfast Club.
Do you remember?
I can't really say all that, but just stay tuned. I'm acting now.
You should have been on TV,
I got a movie coming out with Machine Gun Kelly. What?
So you should have been on TV.
A long time ago. Just a Soulja Boy TV show.
Did you watch Squid Game?
Did I watch?
He got a song called Squid Game.
I was the first rapper to see Squid Game. After I tweeted Squid Game is lit on Netflix, it went viral the next day.
You right?
Did you see Squid Games?
I did.
Squid Game's hard. Squid Game's hard.
Did you see Squid Games? That shit was crazy, right? Would you have did it?
No.
No. For what?
But if you were in their shoes, you got all this debt, this big piggy bank with billions of dollars cash, you still wouldn't do it?
I mean, every day you taking life or death chances. It just depends on circumstances, basically.
So maybe.
Depends on circumstances.
Maybe if you got to pay for somebody who's sick and the hospital, mama's sick.
Come on, man. Me and DJ Envy, Charlamagne, we was going to make it to the end. We was going to win.
No, you can't keep still.
Yeah, I don't know
you
if you could have
kept still
past
doing red light, green light.
Let's
do it right now.
Baby doll out with two big ass guns finna pop my head. Let me see somebody get shot. Oh, I'm gonna freeze like a motherfucking statue.
I don't believe you can keep still for 10 seconds.
Man, it's Big Draco.
Do it right now.
10. Come on, man. I don't wanna sit still right now.
Exactly.
I don't wanna sit still right now. I'm feeling like that. This is my swag, baby. I don't like sitting still.
You said you got a movie with Machine Gun Kelly?
Movie Machine Gun Kelly, you know what I'm saying? Got a role on there too. So them the two projects that I'm working on right now. Me and Kiki Palmer, we working on a TV show, but it's gonna be acting. It's gonna be about how I came up on the internet, how I discovered these artists, how I did artists, how I got made myself. But the behind the scenes though, how I grew up.
my family. Mm-hmm. Once I got into the industry, the different things that I dealt with, the adversity, the trials, the triumph, going to jail, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. We've been working on this for a minute, so I think that's what's really people going. Mm-hmm. Because people keep saying, what's up with the movie? Why you ain't put the movie out? Yeah. And when Kiki was like, she's like, yo, let's just do the TV show and series. You could do the season one, season two, season three. So if anything happened in your life, just like yesterday, Kanye, we could just add it in the show in seasons and keep upgrading mm-hmm. as we go with time. So I'm like, okay, cool. That's
so it's,
better
a,
than
it's a scripted show?
It's a scripted show.
Okay. Word.
All of that. Is everything clear with all your legal issues now?
Oh, yeah, yeah, I'm good, I'm good. They told me to keep it a secret for a little bit, but I think it's been a song now, but I'm off probation.
Are you off probation?
Yeah. Yeah. I would hope so. You ain't smoking weed on camera.
I was smoking weed the whole time I was on probation.
Don't say that.
No. I'm from Los Angeles, California. I did not have to get piss tested.
Oh, you didn't? Oh,
weed
okay,
is
okay,
legal.
Okay, okay.
They
weed
knew
is legal.
That I smoked weed.
Oh,
I didn't know that.
That wasn't in my court. That wasn't in my case, but.
I did not know that. Damn.
Yeah, I got off early. I supposed to did 5 years. They let me off like a year and some change early. Yeah. Because I'm just Draco, you know what I'm saying?
Well, anything else, Draco? You got anything else, man?
You got a lot.
Because I want you to go get some rest. Because, you know, Draco's going to be on the God's Honest Truth my late night talk show tonight.
Congratulations!
That's right.
I'm so proud of you.
Appreciate that.
I be proud of any that's not in no disrespectful way, but any that come from nothing and come from something, and you see him on a, it look nice. I see my like on a billboard or some or a commercial or something. I'm like, look at this Charlamagne up there looking on. Today, I'm like, my, you know what I'm saying?
What is Draco doing on the show?
We're going to celebrate Draco tonight. That's what we're going to do. We're going to celebrate some of Draco's finest moments, man.
Nice.
Yeah, so tonight at 10 p.m. on Comedy Central.
Don't miss it.
Why you got that dice up here, Draco?
I'm just gambling with life, baby. 7-Eleven. I'm the best gambler in New York right now. What's that say? You can see. You got to be fascinated, Charlie. You got to be fascinated. But no, I want to just leave everybody on this note. The album is on the way.
What's the name of it?
I Was the First Rapper.
Hey. And it's
100% independent. Unless somebody after this see a deal, they want to give me like $7 million after they see this interview. Now, but I still want to sign. Mm-hmm. Like, even if it came with $7 million right now, I still want to sign.
What about $10 million?
I still want to sign.
15.
I just got $150 million. Like, come on, bro.
You got $150 million coming for the game by Christmas.
My brother. A lot of plain James. Nah, but.
Just play a song. What you want to hear?
Plus,
Ricky
you make
Morty.
Like $5 million a week.
Ricky Morty.
Right?
We're playing Ricky Morty. Something else.
All right, we're going to do Soulja Boy Ray J On My Way. That's okay. Nice.
Right. Oh, yeah. Let's play that.
Survive.
We ain't playing
that.
Survive.
Do that one.
Big absolutely.
Draco. Big Draco.
Big Draco. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Let's go. It's time to wake up.
Yeah. It's the Breakfast Club.
It's going down.
Angela Yee here, and my friends at the General Insurance give you quality car insurance for less. Check out their affordable rates and flexible payment options by calling 800-GENERAL or visiting thegeneral.com. The General Auto Insurance Services, Inc., an insurance agency, Nashville, Tennessee. Some restrictions apply.
The positive note is simple, man. I really want you to remember this. The real flex in life, the real flex, is letting some people talk about the old you while you heal and evolve into the new you.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.